Kinzinger, Republican Party is basically the Titanic in the middle of a slow sink. By Pam Kee on May 9, 2021. Representative Adam Kinzinger, REEL, Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation called the Republican Party basically the Titanic and was in the middle of a slow sink. Partial transcript as follows. Dickerson, speaking of internal divisions, the Republican Party in the House. It looks like Liz Cheney, the number three in House leadership on the Republican side, is no longer going to hold that position. What is this debate about? Kinzinger, yeah, look, it's incredible. So Liz Cheney is saying exactly what Kevin McCarthy said the day of the insurrection. She's just consistently been saying it. And a few weeks later, Kevin McCarthy changed to attacking other people. And so I think what the reality is as a party, we have to have an internal look and a full accounting as to what led to January 6th. I mean, right now, it's basically the Titanic. We're like, you know, in the middle of this slow sink, we have a band playing on the deck telling everybody it's fine. And meanwhile, as I've said, you know, Donald Trump's running around trying to find women's clothing and get on the first lifeboat. And I think there's a few of us that are just saying, guys, this is not good. Not just for the future of the party, but this is not good for the future of this country. We're 4 months after January 6th, an insurrection, something that was unthinkable in this country. And the message from the people that want to get rid of Liz Cheney is to say it's just time to focus on the future and move on. Like this was 10 years ago and we've been obsessed about it since. It's been 4 months. And we have so many people, including our leadership in the party, that has not admitted that this is what it is. Which was an insurrection led by the President of the United States, well deserving of a full accounting from Republicans. Dickerson, but if you are a leader of a party and 70% of the members of your party think the last election was stolen, though, they're wrong about that, you are a leader of that party. You can't change the party. You're the leader. So why shouldn't a person be a leader of a party that is fundamentally at odds with what Liz Cheney believes? Kinzinger, because truth matters. Right now, and we have to look and understand why. Yes, 70% of the base believes that the election was stolen because they've been told it was. They've been told by the President of the United States. They've been told in many cases by Republican leaders, or at least Republican leaders in the least have not countered it on something so vastly crazy as the election is stolen. You know, and this is why you have this real battle right now in the party. This idea of let's just put our differences aside and be unified. You cannot unify truth with lies. The lie is that the election was stolen. The truth is Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. And I'm sorry that 74 million people voted for Donald Trump. They weren't disenfranchised. They were simply outnumbered, and as a party let's focus on now, how do we go out and win more people? And that's why actually I started the Country One ST movement. At country1st.com is just to say. Tell people the truth and quit peddling in conspiracies, because that's what we've seen in this party. And they're going to get rid of Liz Cheney because they'd much rather pretend that the conspiracy is either real or not confronted than to actually confront it and maybe have to take the temporary licks to save this party and in the long term this country. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.